Stephanie Slocum Schaefer, professor of political science and co-coordinator of gender and women's studies program, and also senior fellow at the Stubblefield Institute. I know that probably the nominees from other institutions probably have amazing resumes and CVs and great teaching, and so it's very exciting to be a finalist. I have to give a lot of props and kudos to Shepherd University because I think that part of what makes us really good teachers here is the value that Shepherd puts on teaching. We really put our money where our mouth is about the importance of teaching. It's the central mission of this institution. And so that's very motivating for us. And also to be surrounded by people who are as committed to teaching as I am, and being able to see colleagues and other faculty who just do such an amazing job, you know, I think that's also very motivating.
What made you decide to become a professor?
Really, for me, it was about the teaching. So after I got my undergraduate degree, I was working at a law firm doing securities law as a paralegal. I was in D.C., and I was just bored out of my brain. I was very bored. I did a volunteer job teaching English as a second language because I'd been a Spanish major in my undergraduate. And I just loved the relationships that I developed and the teaching part of that volunteer job. And so I couldn't wait to do a job where I could have that kind of impact, and where I could develop those kinds of relationships with people, and where I would never, ever, ever be bored, which is what this job is. You know, you're just never bored. You did this there. You can always do better in your teaching. You can always be working on your research. You can always be connecting those two things together. It's just a job that's never boring.
You were talking about the connection with the ESL students. That's important to you here, having a connection with
students that come to Shepherd? Yes, and I think that's another thing that really drew me to Shepherd, because it's a small institution where, as I said, teaching is a focus, and you really do develop relationships with students. You get to watch them evolve over time and get better and grow, and there's just nothing like that. Watching a student have the aha moment, watching a student become more and more developed and progress and grow, it's a privilege.
What's the feeling like when that happens? Can you describe it?
For me, it's just pure joy. It's just pure joy. And I don't take responsibility for that because the learning happens in the student, right? All I can do is make an environment where a student can get there or be as successful as they can. And so I'm not responsible for that. I just get to have the privilege of witnessing it. Mm-hmm. But making an environment where people can be successful and where they can have that moment, that's what I figure my job is, to facilitate that.
Talk about what you teach here.
So I teach political science and some gender and women's studies. Primarily in political science, I teach American politics, so public opinion, political behavior. I also teach research methods. So these are very challenging courses to teach, statistics and quantitative analysis and capstone. But also they're a joy to teach because you're giving students the nuts and bolts of how to do political science. And so that part, they might hate it, but that part is actually really fun for me. Helping them see the value of these tools outside of just political science or outside of college, right? That, you know, be thinking critically about information and the information. We're just bombarded with information in today's society. So giving students the tools to be more critical about all this information that's coming at them, and also to be problem solvers. In my role at Stubblefield, I was able to design a brand new curriculum in political communication, where Shepherd is one of only less than a dozen institutions that offer an undergraduate program in political communication. So I feel like we're really on the cutting edge in offering this really interesting interdisciplinary area of study to shepherd students. And so I'm just active in trying to recruit new students and existing students to think about political communication and also leadership. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the mission of the Institute, which is to try to increase civility in our political discourse, not just on campus, but, you know, in the community, in West Virginia, in the country. So can't get much more important than that.
What do you think it says about you to be a finalist for this? It's a weird question.
It is a weird question.
Yeah.
I'll just say it was, when I first, I was a little daunted by the application. It's, you know, whatever, 30 pages. I mean, it's a lot when you get all your materials together. And was a little daunted at first, and it turned into this wonderful experience where I got to look back over my 20 years at Shepherd and think about all that I've had the privilege to do. And I got to talk with previous finalists and, you know, get guidance from them and really connect with colleagues who are also doing this amazing work. And so I feel blessed to be part of this group of people that have been nominated by Shepherd in the past, and the ones that have been finalists and winners. Like, it's a little heady to be included in that group of people.